Now I'm not going to ask this again. Pull the panties to the side, baby boy. See? That wasn't so hard. Mommy wanted to see your adorable little cock, baby. That's all. You aren't allowed to tell Mommy no, especially when she wants to see what's hers. This itty-bitty cock. It belongs to Mommy, doesn't it? That's right. Just because it's attached to you doesn't mean that it belongs to you. Do you think that the cock that Mommy is holding in her hands, the adorably soft and warm one, do you think that this cock belongs to Mommy? That's right, baby boy. It does belong to Mommy. It might be attached to you, but it belongs to me. In a way, it's a bit like you. You might be your own person, but you belong to Mommy at the end of the day. You will always find your way back to my arms, right? That's my sweet boy. So good for me, baby. Always shocked when I place a kiss on your sweet little dick. It's okay, baby. Mommy wouldn't want you to have a big one of these anyway. You're supposed to have a small cock, remember? If you had a big cock, my hand wouldn't be able to encompass your cock entirely like this. It wouldn't feel as good when I stroke up and down if you had something that was big. Mommy doesn't want you to have one of those, baby boy. That would be weird if you had a big dick. It wouldn't make sense for someone as little as you to have a large cock. What would you even do with it? It's not like you're fucking people with it. Getting your dick inside Mommy is a luxury, not a right for you. You aren't even in control of your own pleasure and your own orgasms, baby boy. Having a big cock? It wouldn't make sense if you can't even be in control of something as simple as touching yourself. You know that having a big dick is way too much for a baby like you. You're too little for that. That's why your itty-bitty cocklet is the perfect size. Just look at it compared to Mommy's pinky, baby. Look at it. Isn't it so cute? Oh, there's no reason to get flustered, little one. You have a cock that's befitting you, baby. It's nice and small. Just like you. Perfect for Mommy, wouldn't you say? Just look at how small it is compared to my pinky. I think my pinky is not only longer than your cock, but also a bit thicker. Isn't that just the cutest thing? My goodness, you're so tiny, baby boy. There's no way you could ever have a real man's cock. That's too much responsibility for you to handle, little one. This is much better. This is how it's meant to be for you, baby. You need to have a mommy to take care of you and make you feel good. That's why Mommy is in control of this cock, right? Whose cock is this, baby boy? That's right. It's Mommy's cock. It feels so amazing when Mommy touches her cock, doesn't it? That's my good boy, taking me so well. That's it. This is what good boys get. They get to be taken apart sweetly and are made to feel good. You would rather be a good boy than a real man, wouldn't you? That That's my sweet boy. I knew you would pick the right answer. Being a real man is icky. You don't get to be touched by mommy. You don't get special attention from mommy. You don't get to hear mommy talking about how much she loves your little cocklet. And you have an adorable little cock. One that's so cute. All I want to do is tie a baby pink bow around it and use that as a cock ring. You know, instead of the ugly black rubber rings that we have. That way it would be cute, just like you. It's almost like a sweet little present under the tree or something. They do say the best things come in small packages, little one. Just look at how small yours is. It's so cute and little, completely covered by one of my hands. An adorable cock for an adorable boy. Anything bigger than this and it would look wrong. This is the perfect size for you, baby boy. Any bigger and I would have no interest in touching you. Any bigger and I wouldn't let you inside me. Ever. Currently, you're allowed inside me whenever I feel like you've been good enough to deserve my cunt, but if you were any bigger than this, you wouldn't be allowed inside me at all. And you would hate that, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. That's right. You love coming inside mommy and breeding her pussy. And if you had a real man's cock, you couldn't do that. But you don't. And mommy loves your itty-bitty cocklet just the way it is, baby boy. It's perfect for what you need. And it's perfect for what it needs to do. It fits so perfectly in my hand, and it's so much fun for me to squeeze and stroke. And just look at how you respond to it. Oh, that's a good boy. You love how mommy's hand is making you feel. Getting closer to orgasming the more I stroke you. Yes. That's my good boy. That's it. Oh, you feel so good in my hand. Love how you fit against me, baby. You're so perfect for me. Everything that mommy could ever want. Wrapped into one person. Yes, you are. Oh, so good for me. Taking everything I give you so well. Allowing my hand to stroke you like this. You feel so fucking good, and that's all because of mommy, isn't it? Yes, it is. You feel like this because I'm the one touching you. Your hand couldn't make you feel this good. Your hand isn't as soft or warm as mine. Your hand doesn't completely enclose your cock on it like mine does. I mean, just look at it, baby. Look at how small your cock is compared to my hand. Compared to just one of my fingers. It's so little. Are you sure you're fully hard, little one? Oh, poor thing. It's so pathetic and small. I think it would get lost inside mommy's pussy if she decided to fuck it right now, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would. I wouldn't even be able to feel it inside me. So small, it would be like putting a toothbrush or something else in there. Though, a toothbrush? I would be able to feel that better because at least it's hard and long. You don't have length or girth, baby. You just have a small cocklet. Yeah, a perfect little dick for a little one like you. It would be embarrassing if you were a real man. It's a good, good thing that you're mommy's baby boy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's right. A tiny cock like this is perfect for mommy to entertain herself with. It's great for stroking and sucking. I don't even have to worry about gagging when I take you in my mouth. I know I can always deep throat you because it doesn't take much skill or talent with how little you're packing. And that's how it should be. That's what mommy wants. Mommy doesn't want a giant cock to fuck her with. I don't want to be gagging and drooling on some dick. I'm not a slut. I want to be playing with a sweet little dick like yours, baby boy. I want to see you get old, flustered, and lose more and more control until you can't help yourself. Like right now, all you want to do is come for mommy, don't you? Oh, then I think you should do it, baby boy. Come for mommy. Cummies all over my hands. Oh, just like that. Such a good boy for me. That's my sweet boy. Yes. Oh, good for me. Yes, 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 yes. You did so amazing for me. That's my good boy. I wasn't too rough on you, right? Good. I know I went a little heavy with the humiliation stuff this time, but I was really, really feeling it. I hope that was okay, and thank you for indulging me. You really are the best baby boy a mommy could ever ask for. Now let's go get cleaned up. Someone made a huge mess all over my hands.